Corky and Tolland exchanged knowing looks. Tolland put a hand on Rachel's shoulder and whispered, "Flip it over." Rachel turned the disc over so she could see the other side. It took only an instant for her brain to process what she was looking at. Then the truth hit her like a truck. "Impossible," she gasped. And yet as she stared at the rock, she realized her definition of impossible had just changed forever. Embedded in the stone was a form that, in an Earth specimen, might be considered commonplace, and yet in a meteorite was utterly inconceivable.
"It's..." Rachel stammered, almost unable to speak the word. "It's... a bug! This meteorite contains the fossil of a bug!"
Both Tolland and Corky were beaming.
"Welcome aboard," Corky said.
The torrent of emotions that gripped Rachel left her momentarily mute. And yet even in her bewilderment, she could clearly see that this fossil, beyond question, had once been a living biological organism. The petrified impression was about 3 inches long and looked to be the underside of some kind of huge beetle or crawling insect. 7 pairs of hinged legs were clustered beneath a protective outer shell, which seemed to be segmented in plates like that of an armadillo. Rachel felt dizzy.
"An insect from space?"
"It's an isopod," Corky said. "Insects have 3 pairs of legs, not 7.
Rachel didn't even hear him. Her head was spinning as she studied the fossil before her.
"You can clearly see," Corky said, "that the dorsal shell is segmented in plates like a terrestrial pill bug. And yet the 2 prominent tail-like appendages differentiated to something closer to a louse."
Rachel's mind had already tuned Corky out. The classification of the species was totally irrelevant. The puzzle pieces now came crashing into place. The president's secrecy, the NASA excitement.
"There is a fossil in this meteorite. Not just a speck of bacteria or microbes, but an advanced life form. Proof of life elsewhere in the universe."